From the studios of Robinson Telephone Company in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Paul Robinson. Today is Saturday, July 2, 2005, and the time is 0330 Universal Coordinated Time. This is WikiNews. Here are the stories that are being covered. Germany's chancellor gets requested no confidence vote. Terrorist explosion in Russia kills 10. Ferry crash in Vancouver. Canada's health minister to attempt to stop Americans from buying prescription drugs in bulk. Discovery space shuttle launch scheduled for July 13. Federal judge puts California's prison healthcare system into receivership. New drawing by Leonardo da Vinci found. CNOOC submits Unical bid details to federal regulators. Microsoft pay IBM U.S. $775 million in antitrust settlement. Today in history from Wikipedia. And now, these stories. German Chancellor asks Parliament to dissolve his
Chancellor
government.
Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder of Germany asked Parliament to dissolve the government and order new elections to be held next year,
1 year earlier than otherwise would be required. Schroeder decided to take the move to demand a vote of no confidence in view of his inability to solve his country's current economic problems. It is predicted that if the request is approved by the German Supreme Court and German President Horst Köhler, that Schroeder's government would not return to power, and the most likely person to become chancellor would be Angela Merkel, who would become the first female chancellor in the country's history. Terrorist explosion in Russia kills 10. The ITAR-TASS news agency reports that a terrorist blast in the southern Russia town of Makhachkala, Dagestan, killed 10 soldiers and wounded some 20 others on Friday. Two bombs were set off in a bathhouse at 2:15 p.m. local time as the soldiers were passing outside, according to an official of the Russian Interior Ministry. Dagestan is near Chechnya, which has for some time now been under rebel fighting against the Russian government. Ferry crash in Vancouver. The Queen of Oak Bay, a 7,000-ton, 139-meter ferry, destroyed over a dozen boats near West Vancouver, British Columbia, after it lost power around 10 a.m. local time Friday. The ferry missed the terminal berth just past Horseshoe Bay and plowed into Sewell's Marina. Witnesses report as many as 15 to 20 boats were destroyed when the ferry went out of control. The ferry was carrying hundreds of passengers at the time, but no injuries were reported. Canada's health minister will attempt to stop Americans from buying prescription drugs in bulk. Ujjal Dosanjh, Canada's Minister of Health, has set out a plan to stop U.S. cities and states from purchasing drugs in bulk from Canadian suppliers. The plan is being criticized as potentially destroying a number of mail-order and internet-based pharmacies operating in Canada that ship prescription drugs to the United States. It is said the result may simply cause orders to shift to suppliers in the United Kingdom, Australia, and New Zealand, as well as possibly Mexico. Discovery Space Shuttle launch scheduled for July 13. After 2 days of reviews, NASA managers have scheduled Shuttle Discovery for a launch attempt at 1951 UTC, or 3:51 local time in Florida, on July 13. Additional paperwork must be settled, as well as issues regarding the shuttle's body flap, a device that assists in descent at re-entry. If all goes well and the launch takes place on schedule, this will be the 114th launch of the space shuttle. Federal judge puts California's prison health care system into receivership. U.S. District Judge Thelton Henderson of San Francisco has ordered the state's health care system for prisoners to be put under the control of a receiver to stop deaths of inmates due to medical malfeasance. The system provides medical care to 164,000 inmates at a cost of U.S. $1.1 billion annually. Reportedly, the judge described conditions in the state's medical system as barbaric. The appointment of a receiver was the last resort available after repeated failures of Governor Schwarzenegger's administration to improve medical conditions at state prisons. New drawing by Leonardo da Vinci found. Britain's National Gallery revealed on Friday that by X-raying one of Leonardo da Vinci's paintings, Virgin of the Rocks, they have found a drawing beneath the surface of the painting. The drawing is of a woman who is raising her arm and looking downcast.
The drawing had been previously dismissed as a mere copy of a similar drawing that is hanging in Paris's Louvre Museum. CNOOC submits UNICAL bid details to federal regulators. The China National Offshore Oil Company, known as CNOOC, has submitted to U.S. government regulators the details of its proposed U.S. $18.5 billion purchase of California-based UNICAL. The bid comes against a U.S. $16.5 billion offer of cash and stock from Chevron Corporation. CNOOC, which is 70% owned by the Chinese government, has placed a request for review with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS. Both Chevron and CNOOC have been readying their lobbyists to try and get favorable consideration for their side in Washington. If there is determined to be no threat to national security as a result of the merger, the review of CNOOC's offer could be completed in as little as 30 days. While typically such reviews are not undertaken until after a takeover bid is formally accepted by the target company, there is precedent for such review to be done before that happens. Microsoft pay IBM U.S. $775 million in antitrust settlement. According to a report in the New York Times, Microsoft will pay IBM Corporation U.S. $775 million to settle antitrust claims which resulted from the U.S. government's antitrust lawsuit against the software manufacturer. The issues dealt with Microsoft's actions in reducing the value of IBM's OS/2 operating system, which competed with Microsoft's Windows operating system. This settlement with IBM follows several other settlements of hundreds of millions of dollars each with Sun Microsystems, America Online, Gateway, and Novell. Microsoft also has a lawsuit pending against it that was filed by Real Networks, as well as an appeal of a U.S. $600 million fine imposed by European antitrust regulators. Today in History from Wikipedia. Today is Saturday, July 2, 2005. Today is the 183rd day of the year. Today is the middle day of the year. There were 182 days before today, and there are 182 days remaining in this year. Here are some of the events that happened today in history. In 1776, the Continental Congress adopts a resolution severing ties with Great Britain, although a formal declaration of independence is not adopted until July 4th. In 1777, Vermont becomes the first U.S. state to abolish slavery. In 1839, 20 miles off the coast of Cuba, 53 rebelling African slaves led by Joseph Sinque take over the slave ship Amistad. In 1937, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappear over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight at the equator. In 1964, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act into law. In 1976, North and South Vietnam, divided since 1954, reunite to form the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. And in 2000, Vicente Fox Quesada is elected the first president of Mexico from an opposition party. Thank you for joining us for today's segment. Join us again tomorrow for more headlines, news, facts, and anniversaries. I'm Paul Robinson. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to Wikinews, please visit www.wikinews.org or call United States telephone number, area code 206-339-WIKI. That's 206-339-9454. Wikinews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.